Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You think about, you know, we're talking about the days of Noah in the first hour, and it's so important. We got to talk about these things. This is not some wait for the evangelist to pop in and teach every 4 years about something. You got to know this. We're in the middle of great fulfillment of a lot of prophecy, which means once it's certain, filled to a certain point for the church, we're out of here. Mm-hmm. And whether you're pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib, at some point, you know, you're out of here. Mm-hmm. And whoever controls the economy, the money, controls the vision of the world, mm-hmm. you know, the economies of the world. And we're looking at something very interesting right now. It says in the Word of God in Revelation, he says that, you know, at some point, this Antichrist spirit, this Antichrist is going, calling the beast, will have an economy. And in the economy, you're not going to be able to buy or sell without being in this economy.
Right.
You need to learn how to fast now, by the way. If you learn how to do without food now, it won't be a big deal. Say, what are you going to do? I'm going to fast for the next 50 days because then go be with Jesus.
That's right.
But he, you know, you can't buy or sell. And so that didn't make sense for a long time, but now it's very, you know, mm-hmm. doable. And but to be able to have access to this economy, you have to have the mark. You have to consciously take your, like we're talking about in the first hour, you have to buy in to the beast economy. You have to say, you know, I will worship this. This is what I'll do. I'll buy into this. And you take mm-hmm. your authority and you buy into the economy. And people, and so they call that, you call it the mark. You call it the mark of the beast economy. And it, you can just feel in the pores of your spiritual being all the checker pieces and chess pieces being moved around the proverbial board to put the beast economy in place. I mean, it's just happening. You can't help. It's like you hear the clacking of the ivory chess pieces. You hear the tapping of the checker pieces being moved around. And you hear the snore of the sleeping church while it's taking place. It's almost like when he laid Adam down to put him to sleep to pull a woman out, is maybe God is allowing the church to sleep for the fulfillment of what's about to take place. I don't know, but it's snoring loud. And people say, well, you know, I would never take the mark of the beast. That's what they say.
All right.
This is somebody that will never do without food mm-hmm. or cable that they would, or a cell phone. That they would never do, they would never take the mark of the beast. But yeah, you know, I just want to pause for a moment and think about this. I watched a board, a discussion panel. And listen, this is the topic of the discussion panel. The topic of the discussion panel was the people who write all the terms of agreement that you see when you come onto a particular program on the internet, or you download a program and it's like 30 pages long and it talks about the terms of use and terms of agreement and indemnities and all these different things. And these are the guys that write it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they were talking about how many people read these things and how many people just click through.
Yeah. Zero.
Zero. And so, and they said that the predominantly they said, you know, They know that most people just click through. Mm. It's, you know, unlike me, you know.
Unlike you.
I will listen. And I have God's given me the ability to take data, and I can listen at a rapid rate of speed, audibly, to an entire book. Mm. And 45 minutes, something like that, and tell you everything about it. Mm. Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Isn't it?
Why did you have this gift when you were in school?
I don't know. I don't know.
You guys got it now.
And, I mean, that's kind of exaggerating, but I'd rather hear it. It's like Perry Stone. I'd love to hear Perry Stone.
Yeah.
Most people just shut down and put it on slow motion just here. So then, you know, he's like, we better listen up quick. We better listen up fast. Man, I'm like, just this is great. This is the way I like to hear information, just rapid fire. Oof. And so when somebody looks at me and goes, this is going to be a long story, like, I'm looking at my watch already. But anyway, so I normally take this terms of use, terms of agreement, and because I just want to know what people are buying into. What are they agreeing to? And then it's amazing that, you know, you're agreeing to, I mean, some of the biggest, I looked at just the presidential candidates. They have their own app. You have an app for Mitt Romney, and you have an app for President Obama, and you can download it, and terms of agreement comes up. You have to listen to it, read the terms. It'd be really surprising to listen to the terms of agreement on those apps. And you look at Microsoft Word and things of that nature, or Google, you know, Google email accounts and that type of thing, that you're agreeing. Facebook, for example, you know, Facebook handles all their world issues in Ireland. They handle all their legal disputes in Ireland, except for America. Mm-hmm. But of course, if we give up our constitution, top of the morning to you. You know, we're going to be handling it, because there's a, think about it. You don't think about that your data is being stored all around the world. And when you read this, they're saying you give permission for the use of your data, third parties, data storage. We can migrate, keep your, which is basically, you know, your thoughts and what you search and, you know, and we have something coming. Well, and so all the stuff's on your computer. You're just basically saying that they can have it or store it or use it or, and it's like, really? It's totally amazing. And so people just, they, you know, one screen comes up when they download something and says, do you agree to these terms? And they don't scroll it or nothing. They just go, yep. And then another one comes up. They go, yep. Another one comes up and they go, yes, yes, I agree. I agree. I agree. I agree. Let me say what the third one's going to be. This is the third term of agreement it's going to be. And you're going to be really surprised because you didn't read it. Mm. It's going to say, this is the beast economy. That you agree to use our product that you will not buy or sell without taking this mark. And they're going to hit accept so quick because you've already been trained to just, you've been downloaded with so much information. It's information overload that most people are just going to click through. Mm-hmm. They're going to click through. And then because you agree to it, they're going to hold you accountable to it. At that point, you're going to be able to be prosecuted based off what you agree to.
Very good.
And wow. So people say, I would never receive the mark. We don't even, everybody's clicking through, even the panel. I mean, this is like a 2-hour discussion. I'm listening to them talk about it, you know, intently listening to this. So interesting.
Amazing.
And it was so amazing. Even they know that people don't read it. But again, I'm going to tell you who else knows that most people don't read it. Satan knows that. Mm-hmm. Satan knows that. And so people say, I would never do that. Besides, I don't have a computer. I have a cell phone. Well, every single app has the same thing. When you get these 50 pages from your cell phone, it's saying the same thing. These are companies and corporations. They're not government entities. These are, I mean, you go to one cabinet company and they treat you this way and give you a good deal. You go to another cabinet company and they take advantage of you. Those are two different companies, two different corporations. Well, imagine both of them having all of your money and your information. That's what these are. They're companies. They're not people. They're not God. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not government. They have no constitutional requirements to abide by. That's the government has the constitutional.
A lot of these companies are realizing too that they're not even interested in you and paying full price for the tablets and the pads. Amazon, for instance, is taking a loss on these Kindles that they're doing because they want you to buy their content. You know, just so it's kind of everyone's getting prepared already in a way to just be purchasing and buying just by click, 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 click. And you agreed to terms months and years ago when you first bought it, when you first signed up for the account.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.